Good morning. This is Craig Robertson. Thank you for the opportunity to share a devotion. I've titled it, Do Not Boast. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, it says, Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. I would like to reflect on the scripture and mainly encourage us today to stay humble. We live in a world that places great importance on our appearances, on our position in society, our achievements, and so on. Success is measured largely by wealth and material things. And I personally have worked with both clever and rich people and have seen how these attributes often give a person a false sense of importance of themselves. We too, as believers, must be alert and aware of traps and only boast about God and the goodness of God in our lives. Our source of provision is from our Father in heaven. He gives us the resources, talents, gifts, opportunities. But often the enemy will whisper lies and will try and lure us into the ways of the world because it looks good, it looks appealing, it looks attractive. But at the end of the day, it's all meaningless, as the scripture says, and empty unless we're rooted in God's ways and His word. His word is our manual for life, and we need to read it. He has called us to serve and ply our trade in so many different and creative spheres. Be watchful when success comes and you feel at the top of your game, because arrogance easily finds its way in. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, it says, When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. And wisdom is something that we must all aspire for. Wherever you are today, stay humble and focus on others rather than your own interests. We are born selfish, and our ambitions often focus around our own good and our own well-being. But the gospel calls us to fight against this and to lay our lives down. Our best example, of course, is Jesus. He invested heavily in people and asked way more questions than he gave answers. Our value and identity comes from knowing and acknowledging the love and work of the Father in us. There's no place for pride if we follow the example of Jesus. When he was born, he was placed in a manger. That's an animal feeding trough. This comment may seem out of reference, but this is the level of humility when the life of Jesus started here on earth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, it says, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I encourage you today to be secure in who you are, be free like a bird, be thankful, honor people, and avoid boasting about yourself or your accomplishments. Thank you for this opportunity.